This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Fia Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Olga Chan, Program Lead at Acumen Academy Malaysia. She's leading the Acumen Fellows Program, an intensive leadership program for individuals to tackle the injustice and poverty in our communities. And Acumen Academy Malaysia is an organization dedicated to dealing with the country's social issues. So much to talk about, Olga. Let's start with the origin of Acumen Academy. Where was it started and how did it end up here in Malaysia?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here, Frida. So Acumen is a global brand that started about 18 years ago by a lady by the name of Jacqueline Novogratz. She was a Wall Street banker and she traveled all over the world with the intention to do social good. And when she did that, she saw that the world is full of people with good intention. However, a lot of times the good intention don't necessarily result in social impact because interventions are just not effective. So she thought of a different way of doing things. So she actually started impact investment. And that's how Acumen started. It's a nonprofit that gathers funds from big organizations like Rockefeller Foundation, Cisco Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Instead of this money going straight to charity in which you use one time and you need to replenish, this money goes into investing social businesses led by community members to create employment opportunities and social impact in their own community. So that has been going on for the past 18 years. Then Acumen realized that even though you give money to social businesses, it doesn't really solve social issues. And the reason this time is we realized that if people do not have the right leadership character, then they become part of the problem rather than the solution. Right. So now Acumen has shifted more towards building the capacity of leaders with moral leadership, people who believe that you should be doing things that are right, not necessarily what's easy.
Hmm. So this, okay, so basically it is funded from a from these foundations. Where does the funding come from?
Yep. So globally, the funding comes from different foundations. But Malaysia-wise, we are actually a separate initiative that is fully funded and incubated by YTL Foundation.
Ah, okay. So so it has to be funded somewhere. So it's like a foundation in that sense, right? Yep. So when you talk about social issues or injustices in this country, right? What would be, well, I mean, we know, but like what would be key and what would you all be addressing?
Yep, correct. So it's not something for me to say. So what I did was I gathered a pool of about 20 social impact leaders who already are doing great work in Malaysia. I gathered them into a room and then we all drew out a map and they plot for me what are the issues that they already know in all the different states. So the themes that came up are, it's very easy to remember. The acronym is CRIP. Mm. So C stands for crime and corruption. R stands for rights. Mm-hmm. E stands for education. The other E stands for employment. Last E is for property. So there are people who get evicted and stuff like that.
CREEP, huh?
Yes. Okay. That's easy to remember.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, when you look at something like Acumen Academy, right, how is that different from the likes of Endeavour?
Yeah. So Endeavour, coincidentally, I know them, so I think I can draw the comparison. They are bringing SMEs from where they are now to the next big milestone, so 2x or 10x. Whereas for us, we are actually building a pipeline of leaders who stand for moral leadership. So that's a huge difference. Endeavour is about building your business. We are about leadership development.
Okay. And what kind of, where is Acumen Academy actually?
Yeah. So Acumen Academy is a brand that holds, we have so many different regions that we are existing in. So there's East Africa, there's West Africa, there's India, Colombia, British, Spain, okay. Bangladesh, and Malaysia.
Right. Okay. And then, so this was something that YTL decided to bring to Malaysia this year?
They are facilitating the process. They are the ones that are enabling us to exist now.
Okay. Now, like for you coming on this role as well, what's your KPI for Acumen Academy?
Oh, my KPI is very simple. 20 fellows to be recruited this year from all over Malaysia. I mean, speak about fellows. We are very aware that a lot of fellowships tend to reach out to people in Klang Valley only. Mm. But if you want to solve Malaysia's biggest social issues, you need Malaysians from all over the country. So we are trying to reach out to as vast of a pool of people as possible so that we can get people across multiple lines of differences. We're talking about different cultural background, different socioeconomic status, different sector, different states.
Okay, and I mean, do you even want to look at different faiths and different races?
Yes.
Ideally, I mean, in this country, I guess, because we're so multiracial and all that.
Yes, correct.
So who's involved in the selection process?
So the selection process will involve the Malaysian team and also the global team. Because the process is so rigorous that we do double blind when the applications come in. So we'll have global person and a local person look at the same application and we'll see through the different criteria that we're looking at. So the top three criteria for someone to be eligible is, number one, they must be based in Malaysia, most probably a Malaysian, who has a long-term investment in social impact here. Second thing is that they must be in a leadership capacity or are in an integral part of building an initiative that is trying to solve social inequity in Malaysia. Okay. In any could be environmental, it can be children rights, it can be education, anything at all.
Okay, I'll go and do a little bit more about the fellows program, but I still want to talk about Acumen Academy. So basically, you aim to support. Okay, so you're looking at the fellows and then to support programs in Malaysia. And when you talk about support programs and you say it's leadership, right? Mm-hmm. How do you go about, you know, imparting that? I'm trying to draw that picture in my head.
Yeah.
Well, how is that impact then, you know, delivered to the businesses?
Yep. So for Acumen, we don't focus so much on the business. We focus on the individual fellow themselves and building their leadership capacity. And how this works is there are many fellowships out there. Some fellowships give you networking opportunity, stipend and all these things, mentoring, coaching. Ours would be a lifelong fellowship. Once you're a fellow, you're never an alumni unless you're no longer existing.
Mm.
It starts with a structured year one where we gather all our 20 fellows 5 times in that year for them to hone 5 core pillars. The 5 core pillars are authentic voice, the ability to articulate their vision through their story of self, the story of us, and story what do we do now as a community to inspire change.
Mm.
The second core pillar is adaptive leadership. It's about the ability to lead people, organizations through times that are often challenging and changing. The third core pillar is about managing polarities. We know that what you think is right and what I think is right are both correct, but they are probably not the same thing. And that's why tensions happen.
Mm.
So how do we manage polarities? By bringing people together through a common ground despite knowing their different ideas or ideals. The fourth core pillar is, what do we define as a just society moving forward together and how do we get there? We achieve this by bringing in excerpts from great thinkers for us to explore together what are our common values and vocabulary for a just society.
Mm.
The last core pillar would be system thinking.
Mm.
This is very interesting because in a lot of things that we do, oftentimes we become tunnel vision or we only see limited components where the truth is the whatever issues that we want to solve is comprised of a lot of interconnected components that you need to be aware of and to design intervention that are effective in a systemic level.
Okay, so this is the fellows. These are the fellows. So when you've gone through this program, what happens after that?
Yep. So through that fellowship itself, fellows gather from across multiple lines of differences. Through the conversations that they have, their mindsets shift. They grow. And through the fellowship also, they have a collective of support. So in the journey of social change, oftentimes it's very lonely and it gets really tough. It feels like you're carrying the burden all on your shoulders. But when you have like 19 other people that's committed on this journey together with you, you have people who celebrate all the small wins. They will be there to cry with you also, and they'll be there to push you through when you feel like giving up. So that is that 1 year kickoff. After that, you join a lifelong movement of 500 or more of fellows from all over the world, and you get to tap into resources from our global acumen network.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit more about this in just a moment. I'm here with Olga Chan from Acumen Academy Malaysia. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia, BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise. Frida Liu here, Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Olga Chan from Acumen Academy Malaysia. And here, what this is an intensive leadership program for individuals to tackle the injustice and poverty in our communities. It is a worldwide organization. You know, so you were talking a little bit about the fellowship program, and you're encouraging people to apply. Okay, and it's the first 1 year program, and then after that, you become 500 fellows. Then what is, this is great. Okay, let's say I apply, right? Mm-hmm. And I get in, right? I learn all this. What happens after that? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. If I learn all these skills and I'm not doing anything at the end of the day, right? It's just a very nice title that I'm a fellow.
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing up that point, Freda. So for our fellowship, we are looking for people who are working full-time in creating social impact. So whatever they learn throughout the fellowship, they apply immediately. They can see that things have shifted and they can push boundaries further. So in terms of like how people benefit out of this program, I'm going to use two examples from East Africa and India, mm-hmm. respectively. So that's the story of Aaron, who is the CEO of Anjuba. Anjuba is a social enterprise that empowers children through literacy. Mm. The fight there is very, very hard because people are hungry. How do you even empower them to study?
Right.
So when your
stomach is empty.
Exactly. And in Malaysia, we can already feel it. What more in a country with such huge population and they are hardcore poverty country? A lot of times he wanted to give up. But because he's part of the Acumen movement, his fellows were there to cheer him through and make sure that he doesn't give up. Today, Anjuba has impacted more than 1 million children in Africa and it is growing. If you take the concept of authentic voice, most people's stories are drafted over many iterations. Mm. And if you don't know the right way to do it, it still doesn't get through to people. Mm. But when your story is so strong through the right models and coaching, then you can reach a huge amount of people and you actually inspire them to create change within themselves. Mm. So that's one possibility of how Aaron did it.
Mm. Okay. And you're saying that's two examples.
Yeah. So there's Suhani Mohan from India. Mm-hmm. She, as we all know in India, there are many women in poverty who cannot even afford pets. So they use scrap cloth that they can find.
Okay.
And use it as replacement. And that's really bad hygiene and they get sick from there. So what she wanted to solve was this personal hygiene thing and also provide employment for the woman there. Mm-hmm. So she started an enterprise that has sold more than 2 million pets in India,
right.
And has impacted more than 200,000 women in poverty there. And when asked how did a fellowship help her, it's really because she has so many connections to all these fellows who have the same mindset as her. They help her to take the problem that she wanted to solve, break it down earnestly and critically until they were satisfied and help her build a better business model that enabled her to be so successful today.
Hmm. Okay, now, are you looking for fellows every year?
Yes.
So like 20 every Correct. Year kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what, for example, if I should apply, how mm-hmm. can I help? You know what I mean? Like, so I go through the program, mm-hmm. What can I do working in radio?
For us to create social impact, we need people from multiple capacities. We're looking for people, of course, in social entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
which we all know people with social businesses. Mm-hmm. Social entrepreneurs are what you are. People mm-hmm. in other organizations, probably for profit, who have got a social mission okay. that they would like to solve through their position.
Okay.
Oftentimes in corporations, when you want to make a change, there's a lot of bureaucracy, there's a lot of system and culture that's already in set. For you to create that change is harder. But when you have a group of fellows with you that push you through, then the chances of you creating success is bigger. Mm. And we're also looking for government champions.
Mm.
You cannot just create change from the private sector. You need change from inside the public and private sector. Then we're also looking for people from the community, activists and community builders.
Okay, so activists and community builders, and how do they, so these are people who are currently in that place already, who are activists and community.
Correct.
Okay.
So community builder is something I want to focus on a little bit also, because they are not necessarily people who are championing against the development of certain forests. It could be ketua kampongs also, who mm-hmm. are being the voice for their people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay, so anyway, if someone gets on this program, it's a year-long program. Is yes. it a full-time? Is it a full-time thing? How much time is there in terms of their involvement?
Yeah, so it's blended model. You come together for 30 days in that year across 5 seminars. So each seminar will be 6 days long. In between the seminars, you will be doing reflections, assignments, and you apply what you learn into your working environment. So the whole year, everything is put into practice, but you only come together for 30 days.
Okay, and all in different parts of the country?
Yes, the reason for that is because we want Malaysians, our fellows, to be aware of what's happening all over. Plus, our fellows are coming from different states.
Okay. And I guess if you come in as a fellow, that will be covered in terms of their costs and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and also, like, for you, Olga, like, why did you get involved? What's your background? And, you know, why did you decide to join Acumen Academy?
Yes. So I'll go back to my previous experiences that has inspired me to take this leap. Prior to this, I was training a lot of future business leaders. Mm. And in the business world, a lot of times it's very driven by the numbers. And then I realized that, are we really developing the leaders with the right character when you see that people often do things whatever it takes for them to win?
Hmm. And win in what way, right? I mean,
correct.
If it's win just in terms of numbers, you know?
Most of the time it is right. in terms of numbers and position. Then prior to that, I was a consultant in Think City who was doing community building and trying to revive the dying arts of Penang,
mm-hmm.
trying to get to help the artisans to continue their source of income. What's happening there is gentrification and soaring property prices. So that's something that was, I know these artisans myself. They've become my friends. They're right. 70, 80, 90 years old, and they have no other avenue for them to create income,
right.
but what they've been doing.
And you're a Penangite as well.
I'm not, but I speak like one because I've already known the people there so much that okay. they're like my neighbours and friends.
Right.
And prior to that, I was also with Teach for Malaysia, teaching in Banting, where I saw children who are in poverty really don't have choice. A lot of times they are beaten at home.
Mm.
They have to fend for their family. They would try to skip school so that they can earn the extra 40 ringgit by working at the burger stall.
Right.
So all this experiences put together made me realize that the world is, despite the wealth growing, is getting more and more concentrated within a small pool of people.
Right.
And it's a rat race world where mm-hmm. dog eats dog. It's time for us to talk about what really matters as a global community,
right.
and we are going to start with Malaysia first.
Hmm. Okay, so that's it. I can see your journey, how it all sort of comes together eh?
Yes.
as you connect the dots as well. So I guess okay, people can apply for this and the closing date is
11th of August,
and of yes. course just go to the website.
Yeah, acumen.org, you will see the apply button there.
Okay, anyways, Acumen Academy, and if you do a search, I'm sure you'll get to the website, right?
Yes.
Okay. Life is so much easier. Thanks. Thanks, Google. Thanks for being with us and talking to us about this. I've been speaking to Olga Chan from Acumen Academy Malaysia. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.